Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Very happy right now to be joined by James Palmer of Bleacher Report. Also, be sure to check him out on the Scoop City podcast, longtime friend of the show. James, happy to have you back on this week, my man.
We said we'd do it, and here we are.
Absolutely, man. Happy to have you on the show again. So let's start with this. We'll get to Chiefs and Colts here coming up in a little bit, but we got to talk about Thursday night football yesterday. I guess twofold. Let's start with Buffalo. Man, everything was laid out for this team to have the one seed in the AFC. If I had told Buffalo, hey, Kansas City's going to be 500 around Thanksgiving time, Baltimore is going to be doing the exact same thing, and you're not a shoe-in for the one seed, every Buffalo would have said, hey, something's gone terribly wrong. And that's where we are right now. And then on the other end, I don't think Houston's going to make the playoffs, but they're going to make the playoffs really uncomfortable for somebody else. They're going to knock off one or two teams here with that defense down the stretch.
Yeah, Houston's defense is no joke. I mean, we saw how fast they are on all three levels. And this isn't a surprise. Like, you talked about some surprises. That defense is no surprise. And I actually give a lot of credit to D'Amico Ryans for handing over play calling to Matt Burke, who's a really good DC, and kind of took a little something off his plate as a head coach and let Matt kind of cook. And that group is so talented on all three levels. Everybody saw it Thursday night. And, you know, you win three games with Davis Mills. Like, everybody was curious what was going to happen down in Houston. You got to remember, like, Chiefs fans know this. I mean, they took that game in Kansas City at Arrowhead, beaten like nobody's business in terms of injuries, and it was a game for most of the time in the postseason. They've gone to the postseason both years with C.J. Stroud. Now, they changed things offensively, and that's taken a long time to get going, and the offensive line's been an issue. But there kind of could be, you're right, a thorn in the side of the rest of the AFC. I mean, they still have the Colts twice. They play KC in a couple of weeks. Like, they play the Chargers towards the end of the season. So, like, they could kind of be spoiler, but at the same time, I wouldn't rule out a little run here and have a chance to get in. They're part of that group that we're kind of focused on right now. Between them and Jacksonville are right there head-to-head. You know, Jacksonville's 6-4. I mean, they're right behind them. And, you know, Buffalo's in that mix, and the Chiefs and the Ravens are in that mix. That whole group, I guess you throw the Chargers in there, is going to be fascinating to watch. But with Houston having some of these games ahead of them, they do have a chance to just kind of shift the landscape of the AFC. And, you know, with Buffalo, it's been the same thing all year, honestly. They can't stop the run. And if they don't run the football effectively to start the game and they get behind, Josh tries to do too much, tries to play off script. It's very similar to what's going on with Patrick Mahomes in that, you know, the plays beyond the X's and O's are becoming so vital in both these quarterbacks' minds to try to make their offenses go when they're disjointed and not working. And oftentimes, you know, you see it not really come to fruition. We're not used to it with both guys, but this year we're seeing it happen to both of them a little bit, and their hero ball is tough to come by with the way the rest of their teams are playing.
I feel like what's happened with Houston was exactly what happened with Cincinnati a couple of years ago. That Houston, they start 0-3, they dig themselves in a hole, and then they get hot the second half of the season, and then they potentially run out of a lot of time. As you just alluded to it, they're going to be a thorn in somebody's side, but when you just create a 0-3 hole, and now you got to go on the road and beat a Kansas City, you got to go on the road and beat a Los Angeles Chargers, just really hard to make the playoffs that way.
It's really hard, and you know, this hole is a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of an issue, obviously, that they did. But I commend Houston, honestly, for going about this the right way. I mean, because everybody was like, you're going to go and trade who? You're trading Laremy Tunsil, the best offensive lineman in your building. And that was, from what I was told, for the greater good. It was, we want that room to be different. We want the culture of that room to be different. Laremy was not putting it in the direction we wanted, and we're going to regroup it, and we want it to be a lot like our defensive line. We don't care if it takes maybe a year, but we're really going to try to build this thing for the long haul because we have such a great nucleus of young talent. And that kind of impacted, obviously, the start of the season. And CJ wanted more on his plate as a quarterback and left just completely everything dialed up for him like it was with Bobby Slowick. So when they made the offensive coordinator change and the offensive line change, certainly there was going to be growing pains at the beginning of the year. I think this is something, though, that benefits Houston over the next 2 to 3 seasons. And they're going to be a much more difficult out probably in 26. But you're right. Huge thorn in anybody's side is nobody wants to play this defense. I mean, nobody does. I mean, they're so fast. They're coached so well. They're so disciplined. They're so good on all three levels. Two dominant corners, really quick linebackers. We see what the edge rushers can do. Like, you're going to have to go out there and find a way to put some points on the board. This is, you can make an argument, and honestly, it's the best defense in football. But what we have seen is the teams with great defensive lines this season are the teams that are playing the best football. And we could go down the list if we wanted to.
There's been a lot of conversation about Kansas City potentially missing the playoffs, and that makes sense. When you're 5-5 at this portion of the season, you have done that to yourself. If Buffalo is going to struggle with road games, is it fair to put them in that conversation? They have to go on the road and play Pittsburgh. They got to go on the road and play New England. They play Cincinnati. That's a home game, but Joe Burrow could be back, and that changes things with Cincinnati. They got Philadelphia toward the end of the season at home. They go on the road and play Cleveland. Cleveland beat Green Bay earlier this season. Who knows what version of the Browns you end up getting in that matchup. I think Buffalo is going to make it. I feel very confident Buffalo is going to make it. I'm not 100% sure they're going to make it, though, given their struggles on the road.
Yeah, it's the struggles on the road. It's that Josh needs to play hero ball to let them go out there and play. And they had a lot riding, honestly, on Keon Coleman, who I think everybody knows. My co-host Steve Smith had a few things to say about him on our show a couple of weeks ago. And honestly, since those comments, we've actually seen him go in the opposite direction, even further. Like, he's been a healthy scratch the last 2 weeks. They have no offense on the boundary whatsoever, and without Dalton Kincaid, he is their passing offense essentially. And when I talk to defensive coordinators that are going against this Buffalo team, it's like, you know, we only have to worry about between the hashes. Like, that's it. Like, they can't attack you outside, so we can sit one on one on the boundary and not worry about anybody beating us deep outside, and we can clog the middle against Khalil Shakir and Kincaid and Knox and James Cook in the passing game. And, you know, they've become a little bit predictable. The concepts aren't, like, outstanding when I talk to defensive coordinators about the way they play football offensively. And then they've just been ravaged with injuries on the defensive side of the ball, so when you can't stop anybody, I think it's almost making Josh want to play that hero ball a little bit further. Like, there's some easy throws, if you talk to people around the league, that are there, I mean, honestly. And he's passing them up maybe to make the bigger play. I think we're seeing that from Pat maybe a little bit too, not maybe on as big of an extent, but I think that's the biggest issues with Buffalo, and it almost feels like they have a chance because they have Josh Allen, and they always will. Same thing with Kansas City. They have Patrick Mahomes, they'll always have a chance, but right now neither team in the trenches is as good as we usually are used to seeing them, and that always is a big tell to me. And so I think they get in. I just think there's definitely massive holes in this Buffalo Bills team right now, more so than we've seen in the last couple of seasons.
Right now, we're talking to James Palmer of Bleacher Report, going over some of the top storylines in the NFL. This is the analogy I'll make for Kansas City. We all know that Steph Curry is human and that everybody misses shots. But when Steph Curry misses, you're thinking like, wow, you feel like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like you saw something really special. It feels like that's what Kansas City was in the fourth quarter of these games for like 5 years. Every single close one-score game, the Chiefs would just figure it out and find a way to win these kind of games. So it's been very telling so far this season, whether it's been a Mahomes pick six, whether it's been a Kelsey bobble ball, a blocked extra point, whatever it's been surprising to see a team go from so dominant in these close one-score games to now seemingly they make the play that shoots themselves in the foot to lose all of these one-score games.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch. I mean, sitting in that press box in Denver this past weekend, and it was like, you know, Patrick and that offense comes out on the field, you're like, this is the drive. Here it is. And they go three and out. And then they get another opportunity. And you're like, I'm so used to seeing this. I've covered these games for the last, you know, half a decade here. Like, here it comes. And they go three and out again. And you're like, I'm not used to seeing this. This isn't the way it usually goes. And, you know, it's a hard way to live that life in those one-score games. I really think that is a difficult way to, you know, sit there and play football. And you know, we've said this and talked about this. Like, there was plenty of people in that building last year going, we're not as good as our record is. We're not 15-2. Like, that's not who we are. Like, the Raiders just don't even pay attention, apparently, at the end of the game. And the ball falls and they get the fumble, and the Chargers put one off the upright, and the Broncos, apparently somebody on the special teams just decides not to play that special team snap, and they run right through them and block the kick. And like, you go back and start thinking about it, and I think what's changed a little bit, and this is just, I don't think this is my opinion, this is kind of some people around the league I've talked to, is after that Super Bowl and you saw what Philadelphia did to them when we were all there in New Orleans, it was, the Chiefs are human here, guys. Like, I think a little bit of that fear factor towards the end of games, which has really benefited the Chiefs. I've talked to a number of players and coaches that have been like, hey, man, you didn't hear it from me, but like, when the game's close towards the end of the game, like, we all tighten up because we know 15's on the other side and the Chiefs are going to find a way. I don't know if that mentality is still there right now in 2025 when teams play the Chiefs. And can it come back? Certainly. Can the Chiefs make a run here? Certainly. But I think those are the things late in games that have kind of changed a little bit. You saw no fear in Denver's mind at all in that game this past Sunday.
You say no fear. Denver operated like we're better than Kansas City. And you, and basically, other than Philadelphia, no team has walked around in the NFL like that for the last year thinking we're better than Kansas City. The comments from Sean Payton at halftime were very, very telling. When he said, we think Kansas City is a first-half team, and we're talking about a team that we have seen make multiple miraculous fourth-quarter comebacks in the Super Bowl, to say that was very telling.
Yeah, it was. And you know what they did? They did exactly what Kansas City does to a lot of teams, and they beat them in complimentary football. I put a tweet out about this, you know, earlier this week, where, you know, Sean Payton, you heard those comments. He's done a great, you know, great job, kind of creating a culture and a winning culture, and flipping things in Denver very, very quickly. Bo Nix has made clutch plays, and that defense is one of the best in football. And Vance Joseph's coaching his tail off. What nobody talked about is Darren Rizzi and their special teams won that game for Denver. And that's usually what happens a lot of times over the course of the years. You've seen, you know, the Chiefs put themselves in a really good position through the special teams and find a way to make a kick and find a way to, you know, close out a game. And I think everybody in Kansas City in that building would even say the Broncos special teams in terms of complementary football with their offense and their defense pretty much won them that game. And that's a formula that Kansas City has used in the past.
right now we're talking to James Palmer here for a couple more minutes going through some of the top storylines. I feel like the Colts and the Chiefs, oddly enough, are in the exact same place, and I'll explain. I don't think the public is going to believe in Daniel Jones. Like, I think the public is kind of like what happened with Sam Darnold. I think the public is waiting for the other shoe to drop. Man, if Indianapolis goes on the road with everything that this Kansas City team has on the line and wins this game, I think people are going to have to soften their stance on the Colts, especially in an AFC right now where Buffalo looks weakened and Kansas City looks weakened. I mean, somebody's got to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. And then I also feel like on the other side with KC, if they can beat Indianapolis and they're just looking at a home game against, or excuse me, a road game against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, I mean, this team could be 7-5 here in a heartbeat, and just everybody is going to exhale and the feeling is going to be, man, they let Kansas City get hot. Like, the Colts really have a chance to lay a pretty fatal blow to the Chiefs on Sunday.
They certainly do. I mean, you look at it right now, and, you know, I work for The Athletic with our Scoop City show. So over there, we have this, like, unreal, like, playoff metric and barometer, and you can type in all of these different, like, you know, you can go through a million different scenarios and figure it all out. Like, so I'll break it down for you. Essentially, the Chiefs right now have a 56% chance to make the postseason. If they lose to the Colts, that drops to a 36% chance, and it kind of hovers around, like, a 1-in-3 chance of making the postseason the rest of the way out. If they win this game, they jump up to a 67% chance of making the postseason, according to our metrics at The Athletic. So, like, this is a massive game. The funny part is, Denver's probably rooting for Kansas City. They increase, if Kansas City wins this game, that increases their chances of the number one seed, in all honesty, in the way that the rest of this AFC could play out. And so it is fascinating to watch what's going to happen with these two teams and what's going to happen with, obviously, New England is in the mix there because they don't play a whole lot of teams down the stretch. And so I think everybody is sitting here waiting to go, are the Colts going to be the ones that kind of, and we never want to, like, the Chiefs are a giant. You never want to rule them out. And I don't think anybody's going to rule them out until it's officially they're out of the postseason. Like, I just think that's the way everybody thinks about the Chiefs. The Colts, this is a really big game for them. This is a prove-it game. And I think it is for Daniel Jones. It is for the rest of that group. They're going to need to run the football really well. And if it doesn't, I think Spags is going to be able to dial up a bunch of different exotic blitzes to confuse Daniel Jones and see if he can turn the football over, like what's happened the last couple of weeks. I'm fascinated to see this matchup. I think it's the game of the week for me. I know Philly and Dallas is a big one, but to me, this one has so much on the line for the course of the AFC and really the, you know, the top dog in the Chiefs. And are they really going to be very vulnerable down the stretch in the way that the rest of this division and conference plays out?
You mentioned Philly and Dallas. I'll get you out of here with the question about that game. It's not really as much as a question, just a comment. I feel like every week there is just some new drama around the Eagles. It's somebody mad at Jalen Hurts. It's a new comment from A.J. Brown. There's something new with Nick Sirianni. I just feel like for a team that is what? They've won like 21 of their last 25 games and won the Super Bowl. No one on that team seems to be happy.
Listen, I'm from Philadelphia, so I get it. I think we're naturally angry in some capacity. But I'll say this. Like, I don't think many teams deal in chaos as well as Philadelphia does. I don't know many head coaches that deal with chaos as well as Nick Sirianni does. Is some of it created on his own, possibly at times. But I think they do a really good job of handling it. What I think they have, and it's a recipe for what's kind of gone on, is, like, they have, on paper, probably the most talented team in football. And I think they have extremely high expectations with an attempt to repeat. They know, specifically offensively, they are not living up to those expectations at all. And they're not living up to the talent that they have on that side of the ball. Right now, Saquon Barkley's 38th in the NFL in yards per carry. He had 2,000 yards last year. And so when you look at A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and Saquon Barkley and the offensive line and Jalen Hurts, they're all on edge because they're like, hey, our window is now. Like, right now with this much talent, like, you can't keep this much talent together for a very long period of time because of the salary cap. So they're on edge because, like, hey, we have a ton of talent and we're not playing up to it. This is an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And there's, you know, there's issues in that. And everybody kind of knows that they keep playing like this offensively, they're probably not going to win the Super Bowl. So I think that compounds the fact that Jalen is also a very polarizing player. Everybody in this country, it seems like, has an opinion one direction or another, whether Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, whether he's a product of the entire team around him, whether he's just average. Like, everybody seems to have an opinion on Jalen Hurts, and I think that plays into it as well. I would just say this: Jalen Hurts wins football games. I think that's the biggest thing that really should be tied into this entire equation, he finds a way to win. That's what he does. And so we can't knock somebody like Lamar Jackson for having unbelievable regular seasons and go, but the guy doesn't win the big game. Like, he doesn't beat Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. Like, this is ruining his legacy and his, you know, what we all think of Lamar Jackson. Well, if you do that to Lamar in a negative fashion, you're not allowed to just forget the fact that it benefits Jalen Hurts in the way that he plays. So you can't have it both ways. Like, you, if you're going to knock Lamar in that sense, people should start giving Jalen Hurts some credit for being, you know, playing his best on the biggest stages, which he still has a reputation and a track record of doing.
That is our guy, James Palmer of Bleacher Report, joining us on the show today. He also does a fantastic podcast. Check it out, the Scoop City Podcast. He does great work with The Athletic as well. James, I feel like we're going to give you a little bit of time. Hopefully you're back on the show in January because the Chiefs are in January. That used to be a foregone conclusion. I'm not so sure right now, man.
It is, man. But being in that locker room last Sunday, talking to guys, it was essentially this. Like, if we just got to get in. If we get in, we know we can make some noise. I think the Chiefs believe that. I think the rest of the NFL believes that. They just got to play better, and everybody will be fearing them again.
That is James Palmer joining us on the show today. Great stuff, James. Appreciate your time as always.
No problem, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.